A Ukrainian military ambulance speeds south towards Slovyansk. Evacuated civilians arrive in a van at a Ukrainian army checkpoint northeast of the city that the military won't allow us to film. Inside the vehicle are Svetlana, Nelia, and Nelia's 86-year-old mother, Antonina. My husband is still in there at home. I'm very afraid for him, says Svetlana, breaking down. Every person in Ukraine wants this war to end, says Nelia, and we can say that to Putin. Stop this dreadful war.
We're hearing a lot of shelling, as you can hear there, possibly. That shelling coming from this direction, we're also hearing from that direction. About 7 kilometres up that road is the town of Liman. Now, we know that Russian forces control a village very close to it. We also understand that most of the civilians have left. And the military are telling us that what the Russians are trying to do by attacking Liman is move closer to the city of Slovansk, which is down this road.
Bloodied tourniquets lie on the ground close to the checkpoint, cut from the limbs of soldiers or civilians injured the night before. A military ambulance arrives. An injured Ukrainian soldier is helped to waiting army medics who refuse to let us film. Stop filming now, he says. This crater is from what the Ukrainian army say was a Russian rocket that landed near another checkpoint on a different road into Slovyansk. It leads to the Russian-controlled city of Izium. The Ukrainian army says it's holding back at least a 2, if not 3-pronged Russian army advance. Slovyansk, along with neighbouring Kramatorsk, only a 10-minute drive further south, are the two biggest cities in the Donbas region still under full Ukrainian army control. We drive into town. The streets are virtually empty. The people still here shop at the occasional supermarket still open. Many of the shelves are bare. Close by, we find Marina and Sergei.
Of course we're afraid. It's going to happen. The Russians are pushing, but we hope the army can protect us and defend the city. We have a basement, and that's our only plan. The main thing is that we've sent our children away.
A school was damaged when a Russian bomb landed close by, but Slovyansk has escaped the heavy Russian shelling suffered by some towns in the Donetsk region. In the evening light, a siren wails, warning those who remain to get inside or underground. An almost deserted city in the Russian army's sights. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, Slovyansk.